A lull covered the congregation like a warm blanket. The preacher had been talking about faith for so long that his voice was now a gentle hum in the back of Jonah's mind. Now was the time. Jonah King knew that church wasn't meant for ogling people, but it wasn't often these days that he was under the same roof as Annie Stoltzfus. He turned his head just a few inches to find her among the women seated on the other side of the barn. There she was. Her face was framed by golden hair twisted back and tucked under her cap. Her blue eyes flashed his way, quick as lightning, and he looked away. All it took was one brief glance to get hope frolicking in his chest. Yeah, he had it bad. Here he was, a grown man, and his heart got to racing at the sight of a girl. But there had always been something special about Annie. She wasn't quiet and agreeable like most Amish girls. Annie was stubborn and spirited and willful. She loved to laugh, and she would stand face to face with a player twice her size in a volleyball game. Annie could hang tough. He knew that from years of skating with her on the pond or playing board games with his sister Mary and her. But when it came to children, Annie melted like butter. The little ones were her soft spot, the true way to her heart. Yeah, Annie Stoltzfus was no ordinary Amish girl. And it was all the things that made her so different that pulled Jonah to her time and again. Of course, he never spoke about it. No one in his family knew that Annie Stoltzfus had hooked him ever since they were kids. How many years had he watched her and waited, hoping she'd notice him? They had learned their lessons together in the one-room schoolhouse, and when they were children, she'd come to their house countless times to visit with his sister. And all those years, she only had eyes for Jonah's brother Adam. Yeah, Adam had been the name on Annie's lips. She'd baked many a pie for him, and she'd fretted about him when he'd gone away during his Rumspringa, the time when Amish youth were given some freedom to date while their parents looked the other way. Adam had taken his Rumspringa to extremes, leaving home for 3 years. Jonah glanced to his left, where Adam sat with that squinty-eyed look he got when he was thinking. Adam surely had a lot to think about. He was the oldest, and now the head of their family, a big responsibility for a man so young. Even with his sister Sadie gone to Philadelphia, there were still 10 of them at home, 11 if you counted their grandmother, Mommy Nell, a widow who lived in the Dotty house just behind the vegetable garden. Seated here on the men's side with Jonah were Simon, Gabe, and Adam. 5-year-old Sam sat over in the women's section with little Katie, who was only 2. Mary, the oldest King girl, kept them under her watchful eye with help from twins Leah and Susie and 12-year-old Ruthie. In Amish families, no child was too young to learn a chore, so there were usually plenty of brothers and sisters to mind the little ones. When Adam had returned to head up the family after their parents' deaths, some folks had expected him and Annie to wed. But Adam had chosen to marry someone else, an Englisher girl with a yearning for a loving family and a heart big enough to help him raise the King children here in Halfway. Now that Adam was out of the running, Jonah wondered if Annie would finally see him in a new light. The Bible said that there was a time for every purpose under heaven. Maybe fall was the season that God might answer his prayers and plant a seed of love in Annie's heart. He could always hope. Nothing wrong with that. Jonah turned his attention back to Preacher Dave, who was still talking about the Bible passage, "Judge not that ye be not judged." "Judgment is a chore for the Heavenly Father to take care of," Dave was saying. "It's not our task to look at our neighbor, our brother or sister, and judge them. Isn't that a wonderful thing? One less chore on my list for the day. We must let God be the judge. It's not our place to look to the man or woman beside us and decide whether the things they do are right or wrong." Jonah straightened on the wooden bench, pressing his hands flat on his thighs. As his palms brushed the coarse broadcloth of his Sunday trousers, he saw the truth in Preacher Dave's sermon. Yeah, everyone knew they shouldn't judge their neighbor. It was a lesson taught among the Amish all the time. Jonah took a deep breath, wishing folks could take it to heart and stop passing judgment on him and his brothers and sisters.